Tenants and several community groups rallied at the state capitol Sunday, pushing for lawmakers to repeal the ban on rent control. It is currently illegal under state law for local governments to enact rent control regulations. Speakers at the rally talked about the high cost of living in Denver and that it's time for change as rent prices are getting worse. CBS Colorado reports the state is the 12th most expensive for rent, according to rentdata.org, and that a two-bedroom apartment costs more than $1,600 a month in the Denver metro area. Rentdata.org puts the average monthly cost of a two-bedroom in Boulder at just over $1,900. Rally organizers at yesterday's event include the Denver Aurora Tenants United, 9 to 5 Colorado, United for a New Economy, and the Denver Classroom Teachers Association. A bill to repeal the ban on local rent control, HB 1115, has already passed the State House and is currently before the State Senate. The Denver metro area is also seeing a return of high eviction rates after the expiration of pandemic-era protections. CBS Colorado reports just over 1,000 evictions incurred in Denver alone during the month of January. The number of evictions filed in Boulder's courts has also risen dramatically this past year. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
The Boulder County court system recorded more than 150 eviction filings within February 2023. Which is the most since February 2020, according to state data. Boulder County's Emergency Rental Assistance Program ran out of funds last month. The city of Boulder has since ramped up the aid it's providing. Boulder Reporting Lab reports the city has spent about $1.1 million on its Eviction Prevention and Rental Assistance Program since its launch in 2021. In an effort to make the money go farther for Boulder residents, the program has lessened the original amount it provided an individual or family from $4,000 to $3,000. A representative of the Emergency Family Assistance Association told Boulder Reporting Lab that many of its clients within the city spend about 70% of their income on rent. The new increase in evictions comes as supplemental aid programs have been cut back or are ending nationwide. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Students from three Denver high schools led a reproductive rights march Saturday around the state capitol in Civic Center Park. According to Colorado Newsline, dozens of students marched with the support of New Era Colorado and several other advocacy organizations. Student organizers say they wanted to have the voice of their generation heard by decision makers who are impacting their lives and futures. George Washington High student Sarita Patel said during the rally that although it has been some time since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it does not mean that those who care about abortion access will stop fighting, as the decision still impacts people with uteruses across the country. Last month, Colorado joined a coalition of 22 states and the District of Columbia in opposing a federal court challenge in Texas by anti-abortion groups who want to overturn the Federal Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone, a drug known as an abortion-inducing pill, which is also used to treat ulcers and Cushing disease. Colorado lawmakers got another dose of student activism last week as hundreds of East High School students dressed in red marched to the state capitol Friday demanding lawmakers pass stricter gun regulations. The march and protests occurred within days of when Luis Garcia, a 16-year-old East High School student, died from gun violence. During a brief rally on the west steps of the Capitol, students chanted for an end to gun violence and held signs with Garcia's name and the number of his soccer jersey, number 11. The students also observed 11 seconds of silence in Garcia's memory. After the rally, students filled and fanned the halls of the Capitol and observed legislators addressing them from the Senate floor. East High School Students Demand Action led the protest to coincide with an advocacy day planned by Moms Demand Action, a nationwide grassroots organization that champions stricter gun control laws. After East High School students marched and protested at the state capitol on Friday, Representative Elizabeth Epps from Denver and Senator Rhonda Fields from Aurora introduced a bill to ban the sale and transfer of assault weapons. House Bill 1230 defines assault weapons by their features instead of by specific make and model. According to the Colorado Sun, the prospect of the bill getting through legislative hurdles is unclear, as Governor Jared Polis is a skeptic of the measure, as well as Democrats in the state house. Legislative watchers say the bill's introduction has been in the works for weeks, but met further delay after Representative Andrew Bonesnecker from Fort Collins removed his name as a lead sponsor. The introduction of the bill Friday evening comes a week after Democrats introduced other gun control measures at a news conference. Denver Public Schools has confirmed a cybersecurity breach in January resulted in the exposure of the personal information of their employees. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
DPS announced on its website Friday that hackers took data from the district's network in a month-long security breach. The data included the names of current and former employees, along with their social security information, bank account numbers, health plan enrollment, fingerprints, driver's license numbers, and other sensitive information. The district is now sending letters to everyone affected by the cybersecurity breach and offering resources like identity theft protection services and free credit monitoring. A DPS spokesperson told 9 News the security breach affected all school district employees, but appears to not have affected students. In its online statement, DPS says it has implemented additional measures to enhance the security of its network and will continue to provide data security training to its employees. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
Several Boulder Valley School District parents spoke at last week's school board meeting requesting that the district conduct more testing for contaminants in schools within the Marshall Fire area. The Daily Camera reports parents who have experienced toxicity in their own homes from the fire say they want to know for sure the schools are safe. District officials say they continue to consult with fire mitigation experts and are confident the 8 schools in the fire zone are safe. In response to a BVSD request for an opinion on the district's response to the fire, Robert Rossersman, a certified industrial hygienist, said schools are easier to restore after a fire because the exterior walls are typically brick or concrete, whereas homes typically have wood frames and porous insulation that makes it easy for smoke to enter. Rossersman also said schools can access remediation resources faster than homeowners. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be sunny with a high of 42 for Fort Collins and Boulder and a high near 48 for Denver. During daytime hours, Fort Collins could have winds gusting as high as 17 miles per hour. Tonight, during the late overnight hours, there is a chance of freezing rain with a 30% chance of precipitation for Fort Collins and Boulder and a 20% chance of precipitation for Denver. Overall, overnight skies will increase with clouds and fog. Tonight's lows will be 21 degrees for Fort Collins, 22 degrees for Boulder, and 25 degrees for Denver. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.